listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m. Listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague.
Little beats in me will die. That's Mr. David Bowie, and of course with Pat Metheny Group in This Is Not America. Well, I mean, how appropriate is that these days? That is, you know, This Is Not America. America is not America right now. I thought that would be appropriate for today, that This Is Not America. And of course, in the movie The Falcon and the Snowman, Sean Penn and Timothy, whatever his name was, were in a different country. But now I think this song is now more appropriate for the country itself. Yeah. And having been there, down there just recently, at Bellingham to see Pat Travers, Canadian icon. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no problems at the border, or just a little bit of problem coming back. But, yeah. And, of course, today, sad news in the entertainment industry as Canadian icon actor Catherine O'Hara has passed away. And she wasn't that old. I mean, she was born in 1954, which means she's about 69 or something. Something like that. And anyway, she's passed away. Just announced today, as I got up this morning and read my Facebook feed. Sad loss. And I know a lot of Vancouver-based actors, and my friend Mackenzie Gray had a lot of experience with her. And some of the Facebook groups that I'm on, Crew Stories, have got some great stories. Yeah, I did work on a film, but never saw her, called Best in Show. And that was filmed here in Vancouver. And I did get to see Steve Martin, but I didn't get to see her. So anyway, yeah, sad loss for many Canadians. And my Facebook feed is filled with Catherine O'Hara pictures this morning. This Is Not America. What else do we have in there? We had I Can Never Say Goodbye from The Cure, from Songs of a Lost Something or Other. What's that say? Songs of a Lost World. There we go. That came out in 2024. So, you know, people say, oh, my conscience is saying I played too much old music. Well, that was 2024. What else do we have in there? We had Euthanasia Waltz from Brand X, from Unorthodox Behavior from 1977. A Cast of Thousands, House of Joy, local Vancouver band from a Waterfront compilation from 1983. You had One More Red Nightmare from King Crimson in there as well. So, An Economies of Scale from Steve Wilson. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah, so I hope you're enjoying the show. We do this every Friday, and we don't get a lot of listeners directly when I'm actually doing the show. So what I've decided to do is actually put out an ad in one of our local magazines here. And so the magazine is based out in Victoria. But they have distribution across BC, Alberta, and Saskatchewan, from what I could tell. And so it's kind of an a rock kind of underground. It covers all kinds of music. It's about the only thing that's out there right now as far as music magazines go. And so what I basically do is put a quarter-page ad in there for episodes of that, and hopefully we'll get some new music coming into the show from at least Western Canada, so that'll be good. Normally, if I was up at a radio station like at physically at CJSF, I would have, you know, access to all that new music that's coming into their station, but I don't go up there. Well, reasons unto my own. Anyway, it's hopefully in the next few weeks we should have some new music coming into the station, or to the show, I should say. Anyway, let's continue. This is, what have we got next? Climax Blues Band? Yeah, why not? This is something from them by the name of, whatever, yeah. Mr. Good Time from the Stamp album. And yeah, a little bit of classic British blues. Thank you.
that's setting cool as ice. Acting so pleasant, talking nice. Looks at show another side. Make his intention hard to hide. Smiling sweetly tells you that. Getting his good times where it's at. Taking his chance when he can. Making his money for the man. They can't believe he's got the answer to life. Sometimes it seems that he is right.
He is right.